Shalom Uvracha, Shalom Rabbeisai. The topic I'd like to speak about tonight, B'siach B'shmaya, is taking hay fever tablets on Shabbos. It's a topic that's nogeya to probably potentially tens of thousands of years and all over the planet, maybe hundreds of thousands of years and all over the planet. Are you allowed to take hay fever tablets on Shabbos? Hay fever, a lot of people suffer from the pollen that's released from the plant. It gets into the nasal passages and the sinus area of a person when they breathe, and can cause them to sneeze and their nose to run and their eyes to water. Is a person allowed to take hay fever tablets on Shabbos? So I'd like to discuss the sugya, see what can be done and what can't be done. The Shulchan Aruch tells us in Siman Shin Kaf Chesif Aleph, Mi Sheyesh Lo Meichush Ba'alma. If a person, they're not a chole sheyesh bo sakana, who has a life-threatening disease, they're not even a chole she'ein bo sakana. They're not even someone who feels so bad that they need to lie down or that their whole body hurts. They just have a meichush ba'alma, which means they have something which is mildly annoying. V'mischazik v'holech kabori, and they can function as usual, they can walk and act normally. Osa lasos le'shum refuah. A person is not, such a person isn't allowed to do any refuah on Shabbos. So we know that a person who chas v'sholom is a chole sheyesh bo sakana, it's open season. They can do anything, doraisas, they can transgress any of the Isurim on Shabbos if it's life-threatening. And we know that if it's not life-threatening, but they are a chole she'ein bo sakana, they're a real chole, they're really sick, they have to lie down, or their whole body hurts, that's a chayle she'ein bo sakana. Such a person, Chazal said, they can take medicine. They are allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. But someone who just has this meichush ba'alma, they can function, it's just mildly annoying. Such a person, Chazal made a decree, and this is because of a gezerah of Shrikas Samamonim, that they said you shouldn't just take medicine if you're not really bad on Shabbos, because otherwise a person could come to grind medicine, to grind herbs and things, which is what they used to do for medication. Now, I don't know any yidden nowadays in Golders Green who do that sort of thing, maybe some homeopathic remedies, but nowadays we don't do this. But still, since the decree was put in place, we're not allowed to rescind this decree. It would take a greater based in begodl of a minion to be able to rescind it. We don't have that nowadays. So therefore, this decree is still in place. So generally speaking, we're not allowed to take medicine for Shabbos if it's something which is just mildly annoying. That's what it would seem to be over here. So it would seem to be from here that hay fever, if it's like really serious hay fever, where a person would have to lie down, it would seem to be that then, of course, they're a chole she'ein bo sakana, they'd be allowed to. But if it's just a sort of milder hay fever, which can still be pretty annoying, it would seem from here, from a straightforward reading, that there's nothing that can be done, and a person just has to sort of grin and bear it, as you know, the British, you know, take it on the chin, and stiff upper lip and all that, and you just have to sort of bear this hay fever. That's what it would seem to be. What I'd like to offer tonight, B'siyata D'shmaya, are a few different etzes and a few different possibilities, both practical ones and halachic ones, that would hopefully endear me to hay fever sufferers all over the world. Firstly, there is an idea, just a practical tip, that if a person does want to be machmir like this, they can take the hay fever tablet before Shabbos comes in on Friday afternoon, take another one on Motzei Shabbos. And that, as a practical tip, may help some people. Now, I'm not sure if it will help many people, because really, mainly a person feels this during the daytime, when the sun is out, and when they're out in the streets. So that is one practical tip that has limited use. Now, there's a shitta on the other side of the spectrum that says you can take hay fever tablets on Shabbos. I spoke to Dai Lichtenstein about it. And he says that since it's something involving the respiratory system is serious. Now, even though if a person has hay fever, it's not necessarily so serious, but it comes under the broad category of respiratory illnesses, because it can it's like it may be connected to asthma, similar to asthma. A person can find it difficult to breathe. So once it makes it into the respiratory diseases list. So therefore, Dain Lichtenstein wants to say that it is acceptable just to have hay fever tablets as normal. So it's good to know there is that shitta which is very lenient. I'll tell you another shitta also, which would make things easier. There's a Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Yudalef Simon Lamed Zayin. And he says like this, I've just said that if a person is only mildly ill, Chazal said you're not allowed to take any pills, right? In case a person will come to grind. What happens if you're taking it when you're not really ill at all? You're just taking a pill as a preventive course of action. Is that also included in the decree? So it comes out that seemingly, according to the Morgan Avraham in Simon Shin Mem Ches, Sifkotan Mem Gimel, according to him, yes, it is included in the decree, but the Tzitz Eliezer goes like the Beis Yosef, and the Tzitz Eliezer says that actually it would be permitted to take, again, something like hay fever tablets on Shabbos, not because of the respiratory diseases, Heta, but rather because if a person takes it when they get up in the morning, when they feel fine, they don't even have a mechush ba'alma yet. They're not even slightly ill yet. So according to that Tzitz Eliezer, which is another lenient opinion, it would be able to take these tablets on Shabbos. Now some people want to say, well look, maybe you should be allowed to take it. They give a sorah because they've heard there's a chazanish that says that if you take a tablet a few days in a row, then you should be allowed to continue taking it on Shabbos. But I think that's erroneous over here to use in the case of hay fever tablets, because there, that's used primarily in something like where a person is taking antibiotics. That if you don't take it one day, your whole course is opgefrecht. This could minimize the effectiveness of the whole course of antibiotics. And it could be dangerous for a person. So there the Chazanish says that if you're doing it as part of a course, it's okay. Over here, each day is really a standalone pill. And it's not that it really, in an obvious way, builds up each day as a result of the others. So seemingly that wouldn't be something which would be a reason to allow a person to take it. According to the Machmirim, that would say that, look, you know, it's a Mechush Ba'alma and you shouldn't be able to take it. Do we have any other Eitzes? Again, we've said according to the Tzitz Eliezer, according to Ein Lichtenstein, there's room to say it's okay. Others argue with that. Those who argue, those who are Machmir, is there any way that one can take it? So I've seen two Eitzes over here. One not so Geschmack and the other one more Geschmack. The one which is not so Geschmack, there's a Shmir Shabbos Kilchos on Perik Lama Dalet in footnote Vov. And he brings an Orchas Chaim, who says that even though we've said that if a person takes a medicine when they only have a mechush ba'alma, only slightly incapacitated, that they're not allowed to do that, he says over here, the mashmash alidei shinoy, that if you're going to be doing it in an unusual way, mutzah b'mokom tzar, it's going to be permitted. And he says, according to him, if a person wakes up in the morning and they're all groggy, and they feel, oh my goodness, I really should take one, I really like to take one, if you wrap it up in a little piece of tissue, yeah, I'm not, you know, health and safety, I'm not sure about that, but if a person wraps it up in a little piece of tissue, according over here to this footnote Vov in Perik Lama Dalet, in Shmir Shabbos Kol, in the new Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosor, so that would be one patent, that would be one technique, nifty tip in being able to take it, even according to the Machmirim. And just to close, one other idea, which is a really, really useful idea to know. And this is something which Rav Shlomo Zalman Erbach writes about in the Sefer Shulchan Shleiman on Inyoni Refuah, Chelek Beis Amud Kufayin Dalet, and it's brought in Orchas Shabbos, Perik Estrim, Ois Kuf Lamud Aleph. And he says like this, he says, even though we've just said, if a person has a Mechosh Ba'alma, just like a mild complaint, we've said they shouldn't really be taking pills on Shabbos. And we did bring that footnote in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosa, but Rav Shlomo Zalman Erbach looks at it differently. He says that what a person can do is on Erev Shabbos, they're allowed to mix it into a food or drink in a way that is not recognizable. Adam HaSevel Mitzas Choli V'Oslo Likach Trufos B'Shabbos. A person who is only somewhat slightly suffering and who's not allowed to take medicine, Mutzala Arev Esat Trufos Me'Erev Shabbos B'Machol B'Mashke B'Eifesh Leitia Nekeres. In a way that is not recognizable. He says that way someone who sees it, sees the person taking it, they won't notice that you're taking any medicines on Shabbos, because they don't know that it's a medicine over here. And the person himself, the chayla atzmo, he's not going to come to start grinding any herbs, because the fact that he's done it on Erev Shabbos, is a reason why he's, as a reminder that he's not going to come to grind any herbs on Shabbos. So Shemesh Zalman Urbach says that in our case like this, meaning that even according to the Machmish, this is what a person could do, is a person could crush this hay fever tablet on Erev Shabbos, put it in a yogurt, keep it in the fridge, and then Shabbos have the yogurt as normal, and then even according to the Machmir Shittas, a person would be allowed to have this type of tablets and other types of tablets that on a similar level, if a person has any other sort of very, very mild illness, there where they normally would be also to take tablets, these would be a few techniques where it would be permitted to take tablets. The Rosh should help us, that none of us should suffer from this, whether on Shabbos or during the week. We should have a wonderful Shabbos, Be'ez Hashem.